invite you to be seated. So as has already been mentioned, the theme of the week is serving as we're going through this red letter challenge. Remember, the first one was being with Jesus, taking the time to be with him. And then there's forgiving. But before we can forgive others, understanding that we too need forgiveness. That was the theme last week. And now it's serving. And so ultimately, we're going to be talking about five marks of being a disciple of Jesus. And this is the third one, serving. And so the passage we're going to take a look at this morning is in Matthew chapter 5, 13 to 16, the salt and the light verses. And I'm going to start out here, verse 13. And guess what? I have a clicker now that I can do the things by myself, which I almost forgot. Look, there is the verse for you. You are the salt of the earth. But if a salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet. All right, so remember, Jesus is always very intentional with the words and the illustrations he used when he was doing his 3 years of ministry on earth. And the salt would have really resonated with the disciples when they heard these words, because salt was a huge thing in those days. It may seem weird. It's just something we kind of take for granted that we have salt. But salt was very high commodity in those days, and people even could use salt to buy other things if they had a lot of salt. So salt was a very valuable thing. And so they would have understood this illustration that Jesus was using by saying, you are the salt of the earth. So what exactly does Jesus mean? Well, I'm sure you've all had salt before. I feel pretty confident in saying that. And it has a very distinct taste, right? Salt. Is anybody like me, when you have something salty at night, you have to follow it up with something sweet? That's the way I am. That's why I can't seem to lose weight, and I wonder why. I don't have to have something sweet after I eat salt, but... So Jesus is comparing his disciples and us to salt. In other words, what is it about us Christians that makes us different or makes us distinct in this world? Just like salt has a certain taste, what kind of taste are we in the world around us? What makes us distinct? And you know, our faith, and we mention this a lot, in Jesus Christ makes us who we are. It's our identity. And we live in a world that needs salt. Would you agree with that? We have the salt that the world needs. Now, this next statement may be surprising just based on the way it's used nowadays, but and that's why Cammie is still up there to do it for me. Being salty is a good thing. We don't usually use it that way, do we, nowadays? Being salty is a good thing. When we encounter people in this world in our daily lives, they should be able to taste that there's something different about us, us followers of Jesus. So how do we share? So that's all well and good, you know, that Jesus calls us the salt. So how do we share this salt? How do we spread this salt? Well, there's a passage, there we go, in Colossians chapter 4 that talks about this. It says, walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. And in the Gospel of Mark, Mark shares another tidbit from this teaching of Jesus that Matthew didn't include in his gospel. But in Mark 9, verse 50, It says this, have salt in yourselves, and I put it in all caps, be at peace with one another. And so Mark puts it more bluntly by including those words of Jesus, be at peace with one another. And the world that we live in is anything but peaceful. It's full of strife and conflict. We live in a world where people hold grudges, judge others, only think of themselves, who actively seek ways to not obtain peace. You know, it's a good thing that we Christians don't act that way, right? That we don't only think of ourselves, that we're not confrontational, that we're not actively seeking ways to not be peaceful. It's a good thing we're not like that. You know, we Christians are about peace and forgiveness. That's what Jesus taught when he was here on this earth. The Father forgives us because of what Jesus did for us. And therefore, we ought to forgive others. And not only that, we get to forgive others because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. And God has made peace with us because he now sees us through what Jesus did for us. See, before there was no peace between you and I and God the Father because of our sin. No peace. But because of what Jesus did, he now sees us through what his son Jesus did on the cross. And we are now at peace with the Father, which is good news. And we are to share that peace with those around us in the world that we are in. We show Jesus Christ when we look for ways to be at peace with our brother or sister or neighbor or non-Christian or whoever we encounter in this world. All of this is all part of our DNA as a Christian. You see, this salt is part of our DNA as a Christian. But this isn't always easy, is it? In fact, we screw this up a lot of times. The fact that we're supposed to be salt. So, in school, after lunch, my favorite subject was history. And none of my daughters like history. It's very frustrating to me. But history was the one subject I really liked. And so science and chemistry and that stuff, I didn't really enjoy that much. But the one thing I learned was the essential property of salt is NaCl, which is sodium chloride. So the question then I had was, well, what's the essential property of being a Christian? And there you go. The essential property of being a salty Christian is Christ. That's what we are all about. And you know, there may be times, and I know there are times, that we just may not feel like being a salty Christian, and we just want to be salty. Am I right? Or snarky, or sarcastic, or judgmental, or combative, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you know, the good news is that none of our baggage or sin can take away, no matter what we do, no matter the sin that we commit, all those things I just listed off, we're all guilty of them at different times in our lives, but nothing can take away the essential property, which is Jesus Christ. It's who we are. It's our identity. And in case we couldn't quite grasp the salt illustration, Jesus makes it even more clear with the next one in verses 14 and 15. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. This is an easy one, isn't it? Obviously, if you have a light or a candle in your house, which is what they had in those days, you put a basket over it, the room's going to get dark again. If we shut all these lights off, it's going to be dark in here. It's pretty simple. And if we don't use the light, it's pretty useless, right? Salt and light are useless if not used. Jesus, who is the light of the world, he tells us this in another part of the Gospels, that he is the light of the world, and now he's telling us that you are the light. It's our function, it's part of who we are, to light, share this light with those around us. The final verse here, verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. So there's two directives here. Let your light shine and be salty. Being salt and light is our calling. It's our identity given to us by Jesus. You see, in the Sermon on the Mount, when Jesus said these words, he said it right after the Beatitudes, where he talked about, blessed are you, blessed are you. He had nine different senses there of showing how we are blessed. And now he is telling us disciples what our calling is as his disciples. Because of Jesus, our essential property, we are the salt and we are the light in this earth. And this involves good works, like serving others in our daily lives, thinking others as more than ourselves. We get to do this. We get to spread the salt and share the light. And because of our faith in Jesus, the good works that we do in this world glorify God, which is what it says right here in verse 16. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and glorify, give glory to your Father in heaven. We don't need to hide the fact that we're Christian. We don't want to put the bushel over, the basket over our light. We don't want to be unsalty. Have you ever had popcorn without salt? It's disgusting. In fact, when I go to the movies, I carry a little vial of salt this big because they don't ever put enough salt on it. That way, you know, I can salt it after halfway down. I can get some more salt in there. We don't need to hide it, and we don't need to just talk the talk about being salt and light. It's time to walk the walk. You know, everybody in this world needs what we already have. They need this salt, this light. And we get to do these things through our conversations, when we're taking our kids to this event or that event, when we're at the ball game, when we're in school, when we're at our jobs, when we're out and about. These are all opportunities to spread the salt and share the light. You are my brothers and sisters in Christ, and that's one of the amazing things about being a family of God. We are promise, but we are brothers and sisters in Christ. You, my brothers and sisters, are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You know what? That is who you are. This is your identity. Embrace it as Jesus' disciples. God has created each and every one of us to be salt and light. And don't you think it is time to radiate and season the world around us? I asked the band to come up here to help me close out this sermon. This is a song that you probably know, This Little Light of Mine. So I'm going to need you guys to stand up. And we can all go back to those days when we were in Sunday school and relive it. Yeah, so the first verse is This Little Light of Mine. The second verse is Don't Let Satan Blow It Out. And we're going to do All Around the Neighborhood, okay? So let's see your fingers. Let's see your light. And here we go. Light, are you guys ready? All right.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little gospel light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Satan,
don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan it out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All around the neighborhood.
All around the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine. All around the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine.
Thank you very much. Thank you.